for this all of the time. People put it off because they think they should be able to do it by themselves. So today I want to just talk about the three pillars of an organized coaching business. The pillars are your mindset, the skills you need, and the assets that you create, the assets that are in an organized coaching business. And why do we need these? We don't need to organize just for fun. We organize so that we save time, so that we have a smooth flowing business that we can take vacation from, that we can not feel jumbled in our mind and scrambling all over and frazzled and our cortisol levels are going up. We organize it to learn these skills and create these assets and have a mindset of an organized CEO so that our business is successful, so that we make a bigger impact using our gifts because we've invested and learned the skills of organizing. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I can't wait to go into each of these areas, give you lots of examples, and show you what that would look like for your business. Are you ready to work less, feel more organized and productive, streamline repetitive tasks, and implement systems that allow your coaching business to run smoothly even without you? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Organized Coach Podcast, your go-to source for practical tips and solutions. I'm your host, Tracy Hoth, professional organizer, certified life coach, simplifying expert, and most of all, down-to-earth fellow coach just like you. No matter if you think you're missing the organizing gene, have ADHD, or just love anything organizing, I'm here to help you become an organized coach with a business that works for you. Pull up a seat and let's get started. I had jotted these notes down a while back, and as I look back over them to record this podcast, I'm like, this is so good. So three pillars of an organized coaching business. And I think we need to start with organized. What does that even mean? Knowing what you have and being able to find it when you need it. That's my definition of organized. So you know what you have, and think about the different assets in your business. What do you have and where are they? Even think of your physical space. What do you have and can you find it immediately? If I said, can you get me a fresh notebook? Can you get me a black pen? Can you find those notes you took last week at that event or on Zoom? Where are your call notes? Where's that idea that you wrote down for a podcast episode? So do you know where these things are? Can you find them when you need them? So that's the definition of organized. Then I wanted to bring up, I don't think I've ever talked about this on the podcast, but I wanted to bring up the idea of, if you're familiar with the self-coaching model, that's what I've learned through the Life Coach School. We have a circumstance, and then we have a thought about that circumstance. The thought causes us to feel something in our body, which drives our action or actions, which then creates the result. So when I've done some different exercises in my groups with the word organized, and what part of the model does it fit into? And I really think it can fit into all the different parts of the model. So I can think about being organized. I can think I am organized or I am not organized. I'm a mess. So organization can definitely be in our thought line. Organization also is a feeling, because if I think I know exactly what I have and I know where to find it, I feel, I could use the word, the emotional word, organized. I feel organized. And you might describe that more as calm. You might feel, it might be confident, but organized can go into the feeling line, I think, as well. Then it's also an action. It can go in the action line. We take organized actions. We put things in certain places. We make homes for things. We sort. We purge. All of those actions are organizing actions that would go in the A line of the model. And I will link to a page on my website that has information about the model if you're not familiar with it. I think that page is really makes it clear the five parts of the model and how it works. So then organized also can go in the result line. If we want to organize our business, that is a result that we would create, and it would go into the result line, organized business. Now, organized business could totally depend on what you believe the definition of organized is. So it gets a little bit tricky, but I like putting organized in the different lines of the model to see what we need to think. So if we want to create an organized business, so we know what we have, we can find what we need, we could put that in the result line. But what actions would we have to take to create that? What feeling would we need to feel to be able to take those actions? What do we need to be thinking? So all of those things are kind of what we're going to talk about today when we think about the three pillars of an organized coaching business. And one of the ways I like to look at it is we have the after of an organized business. That is our result. And then we might look at where are you right now when it comes to creating that result? How far away, let's say you have a spectrum, how far away are you from creating that result? And there's a gap in the middle of that. And the only reason that gap is there, or what's keeping you from getting to your after, is one of three things: a mindset gap, a skill gap, or an asset gap. So your mindset might not believe that it's possible for you. You might be believing that you are a messy person. You might be believing that because you have this diagnosis, because you're easily distracted, because you're missing some executive function skills, that you are not organized, that it's almost impossible for you to get organized. All of those thoughts, that mindset is keeping you from getting and creating an organized business. So that's one area that we need. That's one pillar that we need to have an organized coaching business, is the mindset. And if you're not a coach and you're listening to this, you can put anything in that goal, anything in the result that you want to think about for yourself. But one of the things that's keeping you from getting there, the gap between where you're at now and where you want to be, is the mindset. And I'll come back to this. Then the second gap is skills. Maybe you don't have the skills to create an organized business. It's so funny. People think that you should be able to. And someone just told me this on my workshop this week. They said, I just feel like I should be able to do it. Well, of course, we all feel like we should be able to do everything, but there might be some skills that we are missing, and having someone there walk you through it and teach you those skills is what's going to help you create that result. So what skills are you missing? It could be things as simple as a time audit. You don't know, you've never done that before, you're not sure how to do it. Maybe some planning skills. I use the 5 steps to organizing to plan a project, to plan my time, to plan anything. So you use those skills, but I have those steps. I have that skill of being able to do that. Maybe it's some habits you have. You need to change the skill, the habit. Maybe it's documenting processes. You've never done that before. You have no idea how to do that. Maybe it's filtering information. You haven't practiced the skill of filtering information as it comes into your mind to know where it goes and what to do with it. So there's a mindset gap with creating an organized business. There is a skill gap. And then there's also an asset gap. One of the things that I provide in Organized Coach Academy is dashboards. They're assets that I provide for you to use immediately, that you can gather all your information and fill it into the dashboard and have it ready. You have created an asset. An asset also could be your digital organization structure. What is the structure to organize your digital files? Do you have that structure? And once you do, that becomes an asset. You're going to use that in your business. You're going to teach the people on your team how to use that. Your mind is going to be filtering information through that. Another asset are your documented processes. Some people call them SOPs, standard operating procedures. Those processes are documented, and now you have an asset in your business that you didn't have before. So maybe to get to the organized business that you want, you're just missing those assets. Other assets look like customer service scripts or templates. A template to email out someone. Those are assets. Now you have those. You can copy and paste it. It makes it easier for you to reply or send a certain email or close out a customer or gather a testimonial because you have these assets, and that helps make your business more organized. Processes like for pinning on Pinterest or pitching to be on a podcast or recording your podcast or creating content, all of those processes are assets. So when we think about an organized coaching business that runs smoothly and calmly, that's not wasting a bunch of time, it has those three pillars: mindset, skills, and assets. And in my course, Organized Coach Academy, we look at all three of those areas and help people overcome those obstacles to create the organized business from wherever they start out at. And when you think about that, so mindset, we have a whole module on mindset. We break up with disorganization. We dig into what thoughts you have about yourself, about your ability. Some things come up, like things that people told you in your past. You're messy. You always forget things. You are a person that's always late. Maybe your parents told you that. Maybe a teacher told you something. You don't know how to write well, you know, whatever those things are. You don't think systematically or logically. You have too many emotions. You're too easily distracted. All of those thoughts, we're going to bring all those thoughts up, those beliefs. We're going to try to leave those in the past and break up with them. And I have some tools and exercises in the mindset module in Organized Coach Academy that help you do that. And then we build new beliefs. We build a new mindset that believes that we can get organized. It believes we are organized. And the thing with me is building that evidence to go along with the belief. So yes, we can practice believing things, but if we're building the evidence along with practicing that belief, it's so much easier to have that belief within us, to actually truly believe that it's true. So that's why I like to do, we start with the mindset, but then we go into actual organizing. Actually, I give you assets so that you can start doing that. We practice the skills because then you believe you're becoming organized and you have the proof right there, the evidence right there for your mind to see. And it just entrenches that thought into your mind. I want you to just take a moment to imagine that for yourself. You now all of a sudden believe that it's possible for you to have an organized coaching business, that it's just a mindset or a thought that you've been believing. It's just this skill that nobody ever taught you. You never had took the time to invest in yourself to find that skill. It's just an asset that someone has that you know works. You don't have to take time to try to make it. And all of a sudden you have that. So imagine what your business would look like if you had those things. So we look at mindset. And then when I think of an organized computer, of an organized digital part of your business, that combines the skills and the assets. It combines the skill of setting up the structure, of practicing running information through the structure, practicing the skill of downloading what you download to your computer in the correct place, practicing the skill of moving things into the locations that you've set up, practicing the skill of the power of one, continually using that skill over and over, the concept, and practicing that, filtering information, documenting processes, all of those skills that we build up in order to organize the digital part of our business, in order to organize all the digital files, set up a dashboard, create organized content management, like for your podcast or your blog or your social media posts, all of those things, to have those things organized and to learn those skills. In Organized Coach Academy, we work on the mindset, we work on organizing our computer and our digital part of our business, and then we also look at organizing our processes. And processes, again, are assets. We're creating assets that we didn't have before. We're learning skills to create those assets that we didn't have before. And it's all spelled out within Organized Coach Academy, step by step, I give you everything I can so that you don't have to go create anything on your own. I want you to have the template to document your process. You have a template that you're going to use over and over and over, and it's going to be very simple, and you're going to get more and more efficient as you practice that skill. So, three pillars of an organized coaching business: an organized mindset, organized skills, and organized assets. And we accomplish that in Organized Coach Academy by focusing on our mind, our computer, and our processes. And I want to invite you in to Organized Coach Academy. I want to help every single coach develop this mindset, the skills, and the assets for an organized business so that they waste less time, so that they can easily make money, so they can go on vacation, so they know where to find things. I had someone bring up creating their program. And as they create their program, now that they know and have these things set up, they're able to put everything exactly where they know where to find it. It's so organized because they have the skills, they have the structure in place, they have the mindset. And as they are creating intellectual property, they know where it is. And when they're ready to trademark it, they know exactly where to find it. They have things organized in their computer that's going to make life so much easier for them. So where are you? Are you ready to do this? Do you feel like you have the skills? I know Stephanie's episode last week, even she said, I wish I would have started this earlier. I know on Neil Williams' episode where she guested on here, or maybe it was on her podcast when I was on there, she said, I wish I would have started this sooner. And I think what makes you start this sooner is the belief that your business is going to grow, that it is going to be successful. So get it set up earlier rather than later. Earlier before you're so busy that you can't do it, and develop these skills and these assets. And the great thing about this is that these are going to go with you into your life, into your home, into your family, everywhere, because the skill that you're learning is going to overflow into the different parts of your life. So that's what I love. I think investing in Organized Coach Academy is one of the best things you can do that will overflow in all your life and have such an immediate impact that it will surprise you. I know Cynthia shared that. She said, I now want to organize my entire house. And she was accomplishing some of those projects that she had on her mind. And she didn't expect that learning these skills would impact her life so much. So I invite you to come in to Organized Coach Academy. If you go to my website, simplysquaredaway.com, the top banner has the link. Check out the sales page to see the amazing bonuses, I must say, that are included in your purchase, including my Organize Your Office mini course. I've had many people say, Tracy, the skills, I don't have those skills. So my office is sort of messy as well. So I've taken 15 years of organizing experience, put that into a mini course, and used my own office as an example. So that's just one of the bonuses that's included in the course. So get in there. Let me know if you have any questions. So I'll see you inside Organized Coach Academy to create the result of an organized business, to develop skills, create assets, and a mindset, an identity of you being an organized person. See you next week. Wait, if you're finding this podcast useful, you must check out the Organized Coach Academy. It's my course where I walk you through every step to get your business organized, to get yourself organized, to save money and time, to prepare to hire someone, to do all the things that you want to do in your business with ease. Check that out at simplysquaredaway.com/OCA. Also, I'm sure you've heard this a million times, but I would love it. It's my way of knowing that you're enjoying the podcast if you leave a written review. I have lots of freebies for you. They're linked in the show notes. You can find them in my bio on Instagram @TracyHoth. And until next week, have a beautiful day.